Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me, bet for free.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, damn, Shep, it's Friday on the East Coast?
Yes, sir.
Happy Friday. It's all my folks on the East Coast and everybody else. You'll catch up soon. My friends on in Central Time as well. Everybody in Louisiana, everybody in Minneapolis, everybody in Chicago. Congratulations, people in Central Time. Welcome. Welcome to Friday. Unfortunately for you, I'm only going to be here for one more hour. And unfortunately, this is also it for me for the week. You won't hear me again until Monday. I'm going to go disappear and mind my damn business. But thank you to every person who has locked in since the beginning of the show. I'm here every weeknight, Monday through Friday, except for tomorrow, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Much love to everybody listening all across North America, okay? You could be locked in on your local CBS Sports Radio station via an affiliate. You could be on, I don't know, Sirius XM Channel 158. And then we got this thing. It's called the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen to every minute, every second, every hour of the show. It's been a busy night. The NBA is back. The Los Angeles Lakers won a game. How about that? Every time they win a game, I feel surprised. What can I say? LeBron James participated in that game as well. They beat the Warriors with no Steph Curry, so no massive upset there. We talked about Eric Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy finally spoke to the media in D.C., and he was asked about LeSean McCoy. And LeSean McCoy been talking all that crap. He been talking all that trash. And I love Eric Bieniemy's response. He ain't worried about that, man. Take a listen to what Eric Bieniemy had to say earlier on Thursday about that old pain in the ass McCoy. Listen to this.
LeSean McCoy is a future Hall of Fame runner, okay? Everybody's entitled to their own position, to their own comments and how they feel. When it's all said and done with, I think that's all I have to say, because he's entitled to his own opinion. That's life. Okay, you got good and you have bad, you know? It does not impact me in any way. Because one thing that you learn when you're in this position, you have to learn to eliminate distractions, all right? My job is to focus on the now. Everything outside these walls has no impact on Eric Bieniemy moving forward.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you.
Damn. Shep, what happens if we put Eric Bieniemy and LeSean McCoy in a room together? Like, if we put them in not even a conference room. Let's say we put them in a classroom together, a smaller space. What happens?
I think Shady's going up to Eric and saying, man, you're the only coach I know that thinks I'm actually a Hall of Fame worthy. So I appreciate you, Coach. I'm going to stop talking now.
Damn, he gave him a compliment, right?
He ain't a Hall of Famer. Yeah,
I heard that. I'm like,
right, right. Could have been. Had the talent.
But maybe if he actually contributed to a couple of those Super Bowls, then maybe that'd be the case, right?
JR, I got to tell you, man, and you what? Said this, the more and more you listen to Eric Bieniemy, all you can do is scratch your head and say, Ben McAdoo, Joe Judge, Robert Saleh, and you know where I'm going with this. I'm just talking about guys that have questionably, because you know Saleh's on his way out.
But then they're special teams and defensive guys.
So right.
The ones I remember you just named.
Right. And yeah. You know, because I'm thinking, you know, we're really in a defensive era right now in the NFL. Right. And it just makes you wonder more and more. You listen to this man speak. He is so polished. He is so well thought out. He is so well spoken. How in the hell does he not have a head? You saw Patrick Mahomes tweet out when Eric Bieniemy got that job, the kind of support he gave this man. You see what Travis Kelce says about this man? These are two of the greatest players of their generation at the most important positions in the sport. And I know Kelce's a receiver, and I know he's a tight end, he's a blocker, but he might as well be a receiver. So I don't understand why it's taken so long at this point for him to get a head coaching job. It just this press conference today, it just reinforces there is a systematic thing wrong with minorities not being able to get head coaching opportunities in this league.
Well, maybe Ron Rivera, who also happens to be Latino, maybe Ron Rivera gets the boot and Eric Bieniemy takes over.
Right, but you and I both know, because of the way it's set up with Daniel Snyder, and this almost seems like a free, you know what I mean? Like
it's crap.
Yeah.
There's no way to,
yeah.
It's crap.
Exactly. You're playing with house money this year if you're Ron Rivera. He's not getting fired this year.
It's for everybody involved in the organization. Like, and we've said this plenty of times, the Washington Commanders are like, they are one of the worst franchises in professional sports, flat, period, fill in the blank, close the gap. They are terrible. Every time I read an article about how Daniel Snyder is getting ready to sell this team, I'm like, can it happen fast enough? Now he's enlisted Allen & Company. It's an investment bank. I know people over there. He's like, oh, we've enlisted them to help sell the team. Well, do it. He is crap, man. There aren't too many people that I've never met in my life that I look at and go, man, I wouldn't want to shake this guy's hand if he was in front of me. And Daniel Snyder fits the bill. Like, how can you have any type of structure in trying to build up the Washington football team when you got a guy over here suing senior citizens because they can't afford their season tickets? You got a franchise that's just like, hey, let's pimp out our cheerleaders. Well, damn. FedEx Field is falling apart. Pipes are bursting and water is flowing. What type of garbage is this? I ain't never met Dan Snyder a day in my life. I don't like him. And that's rare for me to say. Anyway, I'm in a good mood. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Toronto, Canada. I love Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio, John. What's up?
My dad was an alcoholic, so I appreciate your sermon on
sermon.
The way these guys are behaving.
Okay.
You know, and Health Canada just told everybody, more than two drinks a week, and you're really setting yourself up for cancer.
Oh, well, whoa, John, damn, bro. Thank you for calling from Toronto. Damn, bro. Whoa. Hey, Shep, he ain't hold no punches, right? He didn't even say hello. He got right to his point.
Yeah, so John is the tamer version of Bob from Maryland.
Bob from Maryland? Wait. Is Bob from Maryland the 86-year-old guy?
Yeah, so whenever you get to them, you know, they don't exchange pleasantries. They just go.
I say, hello, how are you? And it's just like, man, back in my day.
Right, JR, when I was back in Baltimore, I got to tell you something. Yep, and it was just, yep.
Don't be too disrespectful, Chef, now.
No, Bob loves Bob loves you.
No, I'm saying.
Right.
Nobody wants to get their ass whooped by an 86-year-old man.
Bob ain't going to do anything to me.
Didn't you threaten Bubba Ray from WWE to a fight?
No. I would never threaten anyone to a fight. Bubba Ray and myself, we don't have time for fights. We got careers to worry about and consume and families to have, if my case, to dream about at least. But Jay Hart, but what I'm saying is, I'm 36.
Right.
My fast twitch muscle fiber is going to be something that is out of reach for anybody who is in their 50s. And listen, unless you are
including Bubba Ray?
Is Bubba Ray Bernard Hopkins reincarnated? Because he's the only 50-something-year-old I can think of that could give
Bernard.
Me a run for my money. Yeah, and I'm talking about when Bernard would fight. Not Bernard now.
Bernard
was fighting.
I know Bernard. Do you want to arrange that?
So Bernard, what was his last, what was he, 51?
when he what he won at light heavyweight, I think it was.
Right, he might have been 48, 49. So guys like that, like I wouldn't like.
Oh, okay.
Like I wouldn't even be. I mean, I know the guy got his ass whooped on the airplane by Mike, but I wouldn't be even afraid of Mike Tyson.
You're bugging.
He's not Mike Tyson.
You would not be afraid of Mike Tyson? If we sat down, if we sat down in a studio right now,
right,
with Mike Tyson in a studio,
right,
with a heavy ass door,
sure,
and you said, and you, Shep, on the other side of, I don't know, even a console said, hey, Mike, I think you suck.
Well, that's poking the bear. There's no need for that. like JR, like you and I are not those type of people. Like first of all, Mike Tyson,
he's, you know, docile.
Yeah, he is, and he's
because he's smoking.
Well, see, I think Mike Tyson is actually one of the most thoughtful, conscientious athletes we've ever had in the history of sports. If Customato doesn't die prematurely, I believe Mike Tyson is in the same breath of Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Robinson, Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano. You could even go way back in the day with the likes of a Jack Johnson. I believe Mike Tyson is held in absolute Mount Rushmore status.
If they didn't come from terrible circumstances, other than be boxers, but that's the reality.
Right. Okay, fair enough. But so my point being, I respect the hell out of Mike Tyson. Now, if you ask me honestly, at 36 years old, a guy that is in shape, a guy that can run marathons, versus an individual that is closing in on 60, who's going to win in a fight? I would like my chances in that regard.
You would beat Mike Tyson in a fight?
I would score better. I would not be able to beat Mike Tyson up, but I would be able to land more punches.
Shep. Yeah. Shep, I didn't ask you about beating up Mike Tyson.
I can't beat up Mike Tyson. I'm the first to admit that.
You would beat him in a 12-round fight.
Right now, yes. Yes.
What would you do? Run around the ring?
No, I would run around. I would tire him out. You saw, no, bad example, because I know you're not the biggest Rocky fan in the world, but I would tire Mike Tyson out. He's not. Listen, I know hands is the last thing to go in boxing. I'm well aware of this, but he's not going to be able to keep up with me. He's gonna wear down in round 4, 5, and 6. He's not gonna be able to sustain that. I'm not trying to be facetious or funny about this. Like when you're nearing 60 years old, I'm 36 years old. You're still in the prime of your athletic career if you take care of your body and you eat right and nutritiously,
so
you're keeping
you
up to
would,
date.
If we put you and Mike Tyson in a ring,
yes,
right now, today.
Today.
You would run around the ring and avoid Mike Tyson, and then you would win as a result.
Yeah, I mean, he'd get some, I'm sure he'd get some shots in for sure.
Some shots.
But I like my odds. I like my chances. Now,
I wouldn't.
Am I gonna have an opportunity to train, like, with like a Freddie Roach or a Teddy Atlas?
I can set that up. I know both Teddy and Freddie.
Right. You know everybody.
You'd lose, though. You'd lose.
I wouldn't lose to Mike Tyson in a fight today. Now, Mike Tyson, you know, his day is going against Lennox and Evander and, you know, back in the day, Trevor.
What do you think? He has too much smoke in his lungs?
I don't think Mike Tyson has a shot against anyone in their 30s who's still an athlete. Like, JR, like, you talk about this all the time. The Paul is siblings, right?
Jake and what's the other
Logan,
guy's name?
Right?
What's his name?
Logan.
Jake and who?
Logan.
Logan and, yeah. Oh, that one of them. Then they're actually very good athletes.
Okay, but
oh my God, one of them is in WWE. He is a tremendous athlete.
But all right, but correct me if I'm wrong. They're very good athletes innately, and they train. But they were never. They weren't like like Gold Glove guys. Like they didn't come up in the boxing world or the wrestling world.
Yeah, but their crap is a sham. Half of it.
I mean. They've won professional fights, no?
Against who? Nate Robinson and MMA guys who are old?
Okay, but that's the point, JR.
But you don't train to fight.
Yeah, but I would though. I would. If I had an opportunity to fight Mike Tyson, one of the best heavyweight fighters of our lifetime, I would.
Mike Tyson is what? 5'10", 5'11",
yeah.
2, fill in the blank, 80?
Yeah, he's got me by 70 pounds, 70,
oh
80
my
pounds,
God.
Yeah.
Yo, Shep, I love you, but there's no way in hell I'd let you fight Mike Tyson. He'd destroy you, even today.
I love you too, JR, but I'm telling you something, man. You cannot quickness in sports, and you've seen that. Steph Curry would have never been able to become a first ballot Hall of Famer had he played in the early 90s with the Knicks and the Pacers and that kind
Steph
of brand
Curry,
of basketball.
He wasn't getting punched and in the face by Charles Oakley.
But JR, but that's the point. As the game evolved, Steph Curry's quickness and his fitness really took over and launched him into a stratosphere that we've rarely seen from any NBA basketball player. It would be the same thing with me in a fight.
It's a difference when you get punched, bro. There's a difference between shooting a basketball and, you know, catching a little elbow on the side to move you off your path
I would be able to withstand these punches because I would be properly trained and be able to put up two fists at all times when Mike Tyson is trying to land blows.
Have you ever been in a boxing ring and punched anybody?
No, I haven't. But I'm also an individual that practiced with a Division I basketball team my freshman year, so I was close to walking on. I'm an individual that's done three marathons. Like I'm a tough human being. So there's a competitive juice that I have that most people don't. So and I'm also a very quick learner and I'm very competitive. I'm not afraid of Mike Tyson.
I believe everything that you just said. But there's certain something about getting punched in the ribs or the kidneys that will alter your whole life. And it cannot be described.
Yeah.
It's a different type of pain. It's a different type of, it's tough, man.
You know,
hope and pray. I don't ever want you to get hit by Mike Tyson. I don't want it to happen, but we can arrange it.
Jared, can I just say something in all seriousness? Like I know we're having fun with this to some degree, but I'm also serious about what I'm saying.
What?
I promise you this. I will train if this could actually happen.
No,
you wouldn't. Okay.
I would not do. Hell
the
no.
The thing that I would do is, I would want to raise like I would want to raise enough money to where like there's no longer any homelessness, no longer any people like who are abandoned on streets. Like forget from an international front, I just don't want there to be any more homelessness in this country. And if that is the carrot that is dangling out in front of me, if that is the motivation. You will see the baddest, toughest 36-year-old white boy you've ever seen in your life getting in a ring. I promise you that.
Against Mike Tyson.
Against Mike Tyson. Now, Mike Tyson, listen.
Well, I'm glad that's not realistic. So thank God we never have to worry about it.
Damn.
Because it'd be the end of you. Sorry.
I disagree with you.
I'm sorry.
I disagree with you.
There ain't nobody I'm getting – there's no professional fighter I'm getting in the ring with.
But he's got 6-0 staring him in the face. Come on.
Oh, my God.
He's
so you think
60.
Mike Tyson don't got it no more?
No, he doesn't have it. No,
with
he
one hit
–
oh, bro, you're
bugging. He hasn't had it in 20 years.
His – oh, my God. His hands are so fast. Before you could even open up your mouth, that the muscle memory would have you laid out.
So why
it's not a game, Shep. Man, Mike Tyson would wear you out.
So why isn't he still fighting then? If he's that gifted, why isn't
because
he still doing
he would
even
fight
exhibition
similar,
fighting?
He would fight similar competition, and these guys are younger. But for somebody who's not a fighter, he decimates you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I appreciate your honesty.
He'd whoop my ass. He'd whoop your ass. He'd slap the both of us together, laugh, and have a smoke.
See, I don't think he'd whoop your ass either.
Oh, Mike Tyson would destroy me, man. He would.
Okay.
What I think I'm going to do? Shep, you understand if you hit Mike Tyson in the jaw, you understand what would happen? Nothing.
Oh, no. I'm talking about from a strictly – a like there is VO2 max – that you have to worry about and be overly concerned with when you near 50, especially 60 years old, JR. It's why even golf, it's why those guys who – it's such a tactical, skilled sport. It's why you see those guys bowing out in their 40s now.
Wait a minute. When I go to the gas station, can't I just buy that stuff? Won't that help me out?
Funny. Wait.
No, I'm just saying. I don't know. If I go to the gas station, don't they got that stuff?
Yeah, maybe, but you get what I'm saying. Like golf, no. Which is all skill and all strategy. Even then, it's so much based on Shep, on power and torque.
If we think about sports,
right?
Power is typically the last thing to go. You can lose speed. You can lose athleticism. There's a reason why George Foreman, he looking kind of sloppy out there.
Yeah. The movie
was busting that ass.
The trailer looks good, by the way.
For the who?
Forest Whitaker is I think there's a trailer.
What? Forest Whitaker is going to be Wait. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
Let's talk about this on the other side.
Copy.
Because I know damn well you're not about to tell me that Forest Whitaker is about to be George Foreman. Well,
I didn't say that specifically, but Forest Whitaker is going to be part of.
Well, let's wait. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We talking about ass whoopings. Shep said he could whoop Mike Tyson's ass. Am I correct, Shep, or am I being disingenuous?
David Shepard and whooping Mike Tyson's ass never belong in the same sentence. What I'm saying is if we got into an exhibition boxing match for 12 rounds, I could sustain and ultimately come out on top on the scorecard because Mike Tyson's fitness would not allow him to be able to keep up with me.
You would pot shot him around the ring.
Yeah, like JR. If we are stagnant and standing in mud, Mike Tyson is going to kill me. But we have to move in a boxing ring, and that's a problem when you are again close to 60 years old versus a 36-year-old still in their athletic prime.
I'm sure his reach is better than yours. But we're going to talk about this on the other side. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And I still want to know what the hell is going on with Forrest Whitaker and George Foreman. We'll talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, it's going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I love cliches. I'm trying to think of a random cliche. I don't have one. Try. No, that's not a cliche. The bigger you are, the harder you fall. There's a cliche. Boom. Is that a cliche, Shep? Right?
That's actually a really good cliche.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Shep, before we went to break, you were talking a little crazy about being able to beat Mike Tyson in a fight today. But besides that, you brought up... You brought up George Foreman. Like, what's going on with him? He got a movie coming out?
Yeah, so obviously an individual that didn't get the same love and respect as Joe Frazier, especially Muhammad Ali in that era, the late 60s, early 70s. But a big George Foreman trailer is coming out. Chris Davis is going to star in it. And Forrest Whitaker, obviously an actor who won an Academy Award with the Last King of Scotland, is going to play George Foreman's mentor in that movie. And it looks good, JR. And you know what? Good for George Foreman, who has certainly lived multiple lives, and what a comeback story, both in the ring and outside of it.
Wait. Forrest Whitaker is who in a movie?
So he plays he plays George Foreman's mentor in the movie.
Oh, man. Yeah, who plays George Foreman?
Chris Davis.
Who the hell is that?
Not the baseball player.
Yeah, I know. He sucked.
Well, he had a couple good seasons. Orioles fans loved him.
Yeah, 56 home runs,
right,
and he sucked.
Right, and then he sucked. Yeah. I agree with that. Chris Davis. So he was, I'm trying to think what you would know him from. So Judas and the Black Messiah? Did you ever see that?
Judas and the Black Messiah? No.
Yeah. Got you. So
this a black person? He's black?
He is, yeah. JR, let's be honest now. If a white person played George Foreman, that would not go over well.
Hey, listen, I've seen some weird things before.
Yes.
People are mad that the Little Mermaid in the new live action is black, so what do I know?
Right, but you cannot get a white person to play George Foreman these days. And you know what? In any day, that wouldn't work. Let's just be real about that.
All right. We got a lot of people. I think these people are mad at you.
I don't think
it's possible.
I don't think they're mad at me. I mean, I'm just being real about the fact that, listen, when you're 60 years old, you don't have the same mass. I mean, Jared, I'm sorry, but just very quickly. Like, when you're a boxer, like, it's just about avoiding being hit. We had a guy go 50-0 doing that.
Oh,
right?
Mayweather? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, how are his hands? Were his hands legendary? Were they the stuff of Ali and Foreman and Tyson
I think the answer is yes. He just took another approach to utilizing calculated risks to not be hit.
We didn't take any risks with who we fought, but that's a whole other story.
Well, how many people were there?
Well, he had Pacquiao in his prime, and we avoided for 5 years. You and I both know that.
Oh, that took forever.
Yeah,
five years. It felt like it took 10.
Yeah.
And calculated risk, make that money. Well, let's hit the phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Nico is calling from Wyoming. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Nico? Oh, damn. Nico already got knocked out by Mike Tyson.
No. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what took you so long?
Oh, man, I was waiting on hold.
You were waiting on hold? What the hell you think? I'm waiting on you? What do you think this
nah,
is?
No, nah, my fault, man.
You damn right it's your fault.
Hey, Jay, that's my first time listening to you, man. I'm loving your show right now.
Well, thanks. What's up?
You did a whole segment about drinking, man, and I don't know what's up with that, man. Your co-host, step up there drinking some Henny and Patron, whatever you want to call Patron Henny. You think he can beat up Mike Tyson? He can't. They can't even last 12 rounds. I give him two rounds.
His name is Dave Shepard, by the way.
Oh, he's Dave Shepard. Yeah,
he's
first time listener.
Well, that's fine. I'm filling you in. He's absolutely awesome, and he's right here, so you can tell him yourself.
Man, you just talking about drinking, man. What you sipping on?
I mean, Nico. No offense, but the boxing, it's the art of hitting and avoiding being hit. Tyson is a much better hitter than me. He always will be. But I'm going to
take one or two hits from Tyson. Have you seen his videos on YouTube?
Of course.
At 60?
Of course. But I'm not a pigeon. I'm not going to stay there and be a victim. I'm going to be able to move and evade him at all times. I'm 36 years old, Nico. He's almost 60. I like my odds.
All right, man. I'll bet the house money on Tyson any day.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Nico, for calling from Wyoming. Damn. Tim is calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's up, JR?
What it is?
Hey, I just had to make a comment on your boy Ship talking about knocking out Mike Tyson or beating Mike Tyson. Hey, can you hear me, JR?
Yeah, you're live, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, what is wrong with him? Mike Tyson just fought within the last couple of years. He fought somebody.
Roy Jones Jr.? Okay.
Roy Jones Jr. And Shep, he wouldn't last 35 seconds in there. I give him 35 seconds, and that's because Mike was going to watch him throw a few punches and then say, you know what, it's time to go to sleep.
Shep, what say you?
I just think that endurance and Roy Jones Jr. haven't gotten along in the last two decades. So endurance is something that I know a little bit about, Tim. I mean, I respect your opinion, but again, like I'm a lean, mean machine. Like, I'm not saying right now I'd be able to beat Mike Tyson in a fight, but you give me 3 months to properly train, like I'm talking like Rocky Balboa style, like in Rocky 1 in 1976 when they won the best film, right, for best picture.
Hey, Shep, I'll give you a year.
Okay.
I'll give you 365 days to train, because if we're talking about a serious fight.
No, I know, Tim. I'm not trying to poo-poo the sport of boxing. I understand it hasn't quite lived up to its popularity in the last 10, 15 years. Pay-per-view, you can argue. You know, promoters, Bob Arum, et cetera. I respect anyone that has gotten in the ring professionally. I know how serious and life-threatening it can be. If you gave me 365 days to train to be a professional fighter, I promise you, Mike Tyson would not be able to last 12 rounds with me. If for nothing else, I would tire his ass out. He would not be able to sustain with me endurance-wise. It's just the truth.
Chip, you ain't going to make 3 minutes. We ain't going to go 12 rounds because you ain't going to make 3 minutes.
Tim, okay. I'm going to make 3 minutes against a near 60-year-old fighter because he's not going to be able to catch me.
The only way you make 3 minutes is you run. As you run. You're going to have to run around the ring, and I'm talking about run. That ain't fighting to me. That's just we're going to be watching you run. Okay. But if you get in there and throw any punch, when you hit Tyson with anything, he's going to laugh at you and be like, that's all you got, little man. And then he's going to throw one, and he's going to break your arm because you're going to try to block something if you see it.
Well, Tim, you and I both know 1990, he didn't take Buster Douglas all that seriously, and it led to his demise. So you know he's going to have a similar mindset when it comes to fighting me, and I'm going to take full advantage of that.
What are we doing?
Tim, I don't know how much you weigh, Tim. I don't know how much you weigh. And I'm not saying you would. All I'm saying is you might hit Mike if Mike lets
you. Tim, are you referring to yourself in the third person? I'm Shep. You're Tim, just to clarify, right?
I'm sorry. Yeah,
no
I'm sorry.
No problem.
You got me so confused just thinking about knocking out
Mike. It's okay, Tim. It's okay. We're going to get ready to go to the news, okay, Tim? I appreciate you, man. If Shep gets his ass whooped, you'll know it because you'll never hear from him again, all right?
It ain't going to happen, Tim.
Hey, last thing. You wouldn't even beat Mike Tyson on the video game, buddy.
Oh, my God. Oh, damn.
Jeez.
Whoa.
That was a parting gift. Thanks, Tim.
Hey, Marco Belletti, what do you think about this? Would Shep be able to run around a ring and tire out Mike Tyson?
Are we for real here?
Yes.
Honestly? Shep. You're giving up like 100 pounds to him. You're aware of this, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to have that work to my advantage because he's going to tire out fast. I'm well aware that he's almost – what does he got to be? Because I'm 158.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike Tyson –
He got to be 200, man. He's 200
easy.
Plus.
He's got to be 235.
Yeah. He's 200 plus about 50.
Again, are you out of your mind?
No.
Number one, because this is fun because you don't actually have to do it.
But he's still in shape,
by
the way.
But I would do it, though. And I'm
for a 56-year-old man, he's not a blob. Like, this man, this man is, his hands are probably quicker. His hands are quick as you know what. Like, what are we talking about?
And you're aware, right, that he actually has done this for his entire life? You're talking about 3 months, and you're going to be better than a guy who's done this and been to the pinnacle of his sport. And in 3 months, you're better than him? Because he's old?
Very, very old. Not just
really?
Old.
56 or 60 years old. It's that old. He's decrepit to the point where he can't stand up and walk?
In the sport of boxing, they will never license you any kind of jurisdiction to fight in any 50 states, which just tells you at 56, you have no business being in a ring. Which
right,
tells
against
you,
a fighter.
Yeah.
Not you.
Well, it worked
a
out.
A fighter.
Well,
you're not a fighter.
I would train and learn.
You
and
could train and learn
hits.
For as long as you'd like.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, Shep, at 36, you're an old man walking into the ring.
JR, I tell you what, Marco's not going to be my manager. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that much.
I don't think I'd be your manager either if I wanted you to live.
Well, I thought you were kind of more on my side than Marco is.
Shep,
my God.
I'm a little concerned about your disrespect for the sport and for the man.
No.
Because you know what? I've never met Mike Tyson.
Right.
JR, wouldn't shock me if you sat down and had dinner with him. I would imagine you piss him off. He doesn't care who the hell you are.
Right. We saw that on the plane in first class. I agree.
Very disrespectful.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful to
really?
Iron Mike.
Coming across it.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Iron Mike. I'm 36 years old.
I'm 36, and in 3 months, I can be better than you were at a job that you were the greatest in the world. Not disrespectful.
I believe that there is such a significant difference in explosiveness and fast twitch muscle fiber from 36 and 56 years old.
Nah, bro.
Fellas.
Yo, let me tell you something from experience.
Uh-huh.
Boxers do not lose quickness and speed. Them hands go up, they go up quick, and you be sleep. it's not a game, man. It's sad.
Well, you know what, JR, and I'm not saying this facetiously, you know a lot of people in a lot of powerful places. If your curiosity is just a slight bit piqued here, let's make it happen.
Nah, I like you too much. I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I like you too
much. I want to honor my word here. I want to walk the talk.
Can we start? Let's fight some callers first, right? Let's do let's do that.
You know
that.
What? Do me this favor. Take on somebody that's like 80 and close to your weight range and was never a fighter.
80?
Oh, that's too far.
Let's start there.
That's too much.
Start there.
Oh, geez.
And work your way down. Maybe then get a 55-year-old guy that's cutting the lawn. Marco. That maybe threw a couple punches in grammar school. Maybe we get that way.
Cutting the lawn?
Well, you know, he's got something to do. I mean, 55. Figure he's in shape. He's cutting the lawn. It's hot out. I mean, at least he's been around a little bit. Start there. Jeez.
Go after an 80-something-year-old, Marco, in good consciousness. I can never do that.
Yeah. Hey, you could fight Bob from Maryland. What is he, 86?
Bob, there you go. He's got to take on Zach Gelb first.
You know what? Bob's spunky. Go ahead. Go try Bob first.
Oh, my God. Hey, we're real spunky right here.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your show is informative and thought-provoking, and I love that about it. I listen every chance I get, man. Keep it up. It's one of the best shows anywhere.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Spring training baseball is here. We got three games on Friday. The Northeastern Huskies? What the hell? The Northeastern Huskies are going to take on the Red Sox. The Rangers are going to take on the Royals. The Mariners are going to take on the Padres. And a bunch of people you have never heard of in your life will play baseball, and every now and then you'll see a guy for like one pitch. Congratulations. Baseball is here. Prepare yourselves. It's going to be another, about another month. It's going to be a while. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Scott is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. Hi. Tim, I think your name is.
Whoa. Who? What? Huh?
I'm sorry. Shep. I think your name is Tim Shep.
No. Ain't nobody here named Tim. The super producer and other host of the show, his name is Dave Shepard. Yes, Shep.
Oh, Dave,
he's
I'm sorry. I apologize.
He's here.
Dave, question. Were you a Division One or Division Two or Division Three athlete? Did you play at a high level somewhere?
Yes, I was.
Where did you play? Out of curiosity, I'm not. I don't know your athletic background.
Oh, that's fair. No, so I was a practice player with Tim O'Toole at Fairfield University. I probably would have walked on. Unfortunately, he got fired. Ed Cooley took over. That was the end of my amateur career. Unfortunately.
Okay, so you played at a low-level Division One program. No problem. I respect that. Have you ever done road work? Have you ever been out there and done road work? It's nothing like you've ever seen before or done before. My advice, first off, if you're serious about it, go get yourself checked out by a doctor, because there are certain things that boxers do that – your equilibrium, your heart, your kidneys, your
this man runs.
System.
This man runs marathons. He's fine. How about we? Hey, Scott.
I'm just trying to be honest with him. I'm just trying to.
Whoa! No. Hey, look. his physical and mental health is fine. It may be debatable, but it's fine. How about we set up a fight between you and Shep? How about that?
I'm not a fighter. I'm just telling you.
Many years ago,
Marv Albert wrote a book called I Don't Have Time for It because I Have a Game. And he talked to Jim Brown after Jim Brown retired, and he wanted to fight Muhammad Ali. Okay, Muhammad Ali said, "Put your hands up. Try to hit me once."
Scott.
The one time he tried to hit him, he hit him 15 times.
Scott.
That's all I'm saying. Scott, I'm just telling you.
Marv Albert wore pantyhose and tried to bite somebody. You heard what I said? Marv Albert wore pantyhose and he tried to bite somebody, allegedly. 855-212-4CBS. Barry's calling from Boston. What's up, Barry?
J.R., stop talking about people biting someone because Mike Tyson, who I'm his number one fan, he might have bit Evander Holyfield at one point or another. But anyway, Mike Tyson, I wouldn't get in the ring with that guy if he was 86 years old.
You a punk?
Because he would kick my ass. Okay. And George Foreman, the same thing. I wouldn't go anywhere near that guy. And the greatest fight that I've ever seen in my entire life was George Foreman and Evander Holyfield in the spring of 91, and obviously Evander won. George Foreman was an old guy, but in either the sixth or seventh round, you can Google this, Ivan is punching a puncher. George Foreman comes back like from out of nowhere and starts beating the crap out of Evander Holyfield. Now, he went on to lose, but it was the greatest fight I've ever seen in my entire life. It was unbelievable.
Next time, I like to have conversations with Evander, but unfortunately, it's kind of rough right now. Hey, Barry, I appreciate you, man.
Thanks, brother.
No doubt about it.
Have a great night.
You as well. Hey, Evander Holyfield is awesome. He's a great dude. I've interviewed Evander Holyfield. He's here in Georgia. He got a whole statue outside of State Farm Arena. I've had him up in I asked Evander Holyfield to punch the program director here in Atlanta, and Evander refused.
Yeah.
No, I did.
No,
you know I did.
Because that could be second-degree murder, the way that guy hit.
No, I asked. Yeah. I was standing right in front of the program director here in Atlanta.
Right.
Hi, Reggie. And I stood in front of a van, and I said, can you punch him? And he's like, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, those fists are weapons, man. Yeah. I don't blame him. You know, it took him too long to get his shot against Tyson. And when he did get his shot, he made some work of him and then some.
He's a nice guy.
Really
I'd still
nice
like
guy.
It if he hit Reggie, though. But anyway, listen, folks, it's been great hanging out here with you tonight. Shep is going to hold it down tomorrow. I'm going to disappear off the face of the earth for a few days. I'll be back with you Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Hey, Shep, how can people follow you?
They can follow me, JR, at @TheGoodShepherd_. And I appreciate you being in my corner, man, tonight with Mike Tyson, even though you think I'm a little bit crazy for that take, man. So thank you, sir.
Yeah, if I got to throw in the towel, I will do it. I don't need nobody whooping Shep's ass. Anyway. Tomorrow, Shep will be here with you, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I will be back with you Monday, 10 p.m., 7 p.m. Pacific. But don't move right here, right now on CBS Sports Radio, because the JR Sport Brief Show, it is a wrap. But coming up next, hey, Shep, who is it?
It is the great Amy Lawrence, JR.
She's awesome. Don't move. Here on CBS Sports Radio.
Attention sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're gonna get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention BETUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.